For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shotgun. Hurts. Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley. Give it to him enough, and he will do just that.
And he did that to the tune of over 175 yards. What a day for Saquon Barkley. What a day for the Eagles. Joining us right now to talk about the best win we've seen around here, at least aesthetically, from the eyes in a long time, is the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Merrill,
it is a good morning. Good morning, Merrill.
Morning, guys. Great to speak with you. The sun is shining and all is right in Eagles Nation.
Yes, it is. And Merrill, that's led by the running back here, Saquon Barkley, who had a tremendous day yesterday. Most yards per carry in Eagles history on that many carries. I mean, Merrill, he was, we know how great of a player he is. He's been very good so far as an Eagle. But yesterday, I'm not sure if it was or wasn't or it was just the matchup, but it just felt like he had a little extra juice in those legs yesterday, Merrill, as he goes back to New York.
Yeah, it seems that way, but he's a guy who gives you everything he has every single game. And every time he touches the ball, he's a guy who plays with a lot of passion. And, of course, as you mentioned, he is a great, great talent.
Merrill, yesterday, it was, again, a choppy first quarter. They don't score again. But then once they got going, and it felt like that big run, Merrill, in the second quarter by Saquon is what really turned the game. It felt like it opened up the floodgates for this offense.
You're right. You're right. That did energize them. And then when they needed a little bit more, it was Jalen Hurts going downtown to A.J. Brown. That's almost an unstoppable combination.
It really is. What did you make of that play, Merrill? You know, we were talking earlier about Nick Sirianni, and we'll get more to him and how the team responded to him. But that, I thought that was a turning point in the game. It was a fourth and three. It was, around midfield. If Jalen, if that's incomplete, if he takes a sack there, you know, it's only a 7-0 game, and the Giants are set up to at least probably get a field goal attempt. That play felt like the breathing room they needed to go and be off to the races.
It was. And I thought it was a little bit chancy on fourth and three and to throw that deep ball, but it worked. It worked, and that combination is so good. And then when you go back to Saquon Barkley, Mike Quick's been saying this all along, and I second the motion. If you have a great back, and I'm not talking about just a good back, but a great back like a Barkley, and I go back a long time when the Cowboys used to come in and feed the ball to Emmitt Smith, and he'd pick up 2 yards and 3 yards, and you'd say, well, the Eagles have him today, and then all of a sudden, boom, he'd be off running for about 45 yards. These great backs, if you give them the ball enough, eventually they're going to take something to the house.
Merrill, how about the other side of the ball? You know, the defense came into the season. We weren't sure what they were going to be. A lot of youth on that side. And they struggled a little bit that first month, up and down. They made some plays, but they also gave up a lot of plays. But Merrill, the last two games have been remarkable. Zero touchdowns allowed on the defensive side. Merrill, what are you seeing from this defense? It feels like these guys are turning a corner now under Vic Fangio.
Well, they are. They are. You know, it's a lot to ask early in a season when you don't have that much contact during the preseason, and the regulars don't play at all in the preseason games. So I think it takes time to get up to game speed. But the infusion of the young players, you watch somebody like Quinyon Mitchell, how good he is. And then in the last couple of weeks, we've seen Cooper DeJean, and he is a gem. Boy, he's awfully good, too. And then you see a great game yesterday from Dakobe Dean. And we see the two-sack game, of course, from Jalen Carter. And they are really coming together. And it's now been 9.5 quarters since this defense has given up a touchdown.
Yeah, and Merrill, they haven't had a pass rush like this. You know, five last week sacks, 8 yesterday. You know, this harkens back to a couple years ago. I don't think they're going to be quite that great and get 70 sacks in a season. But it changes everything, Merrill, when you have a pass rush. Daniel Jones isn't very good, but he didn't have any time yesterday either. I mean, they were getting to him right away and just destroying the Giants' offense.
Well, he still has some mobility, and the Eagles just shut him down. I heard Hugh say a little while ago about the fact that sacks come in bunches. And I heard Vic Fangio say earlier in the season when he was asked about the absence of sacks, he said, you know, before you start getting sacks, you have to be able to stop the run and put them into third and longs. And that's what they've been able to do. And then they just tee off.
Well, they did tee off. Merrill Reese joining us here, the voice of the Eagles after a 28-3 win yesterday over the New York Giants. Merrill, what do you think it says about the team, the way they played yesterday for Nick Sirianni? It was a tough week for him, and there was a lot of criticism, including I was critical the way he was towards the fans last week. But the most important thing is that the players believe in him and the players are playing for him. And Merrill, I think it's pretty obvious that they've got his back right now.
Yeah, this is a very together team, and they do like him. They do respect him. And that's a good thing. There's a good feeling among these players. You can go in the locker room, you see it. This is a good football team. It really is, and I think we're watching them just come together. Now, of course, they will have a different kind of challenge in Cincinnati than they did in North Jersey. It's a much different type of team, and you've got a lot of dangerous personnel on that team, so it's not going to be an easy game.
It is, and it's going to be a fun one, though. Eagles and Bengals. Burrow against Hurts coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Burrow, you'll be on the call. We'll be listening. Have a great week and enjoy it. It's a good week around here with the Eagles getting a great victory.
It sure is. The sun is always shining the morning after a win.
Sure is. Thank you, Merrill.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.